Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's get to this. Draymond Green making a little noise, not unusual, but he spoke with USA Today, and Rob G, read the quote that he said about the great LeBron James.
Sure. So the whole thing was done by Jeff Zilligan, who'll be joining us here in about 25 minutes, and it was discussing LeBron James and his chase to break the NBA's all-time scoring record. Well, Draymond was asked about LeBron, and he had a lot to say, of course, about the King. Here's what he said. When you look at those three things, it's a testament to how he lives his life. I recently said he's the greatest face the NBA has ever had. Think about the day and age we live in. Cameras, social media. He's never had a scandal, never been arrested, never photo drunk. Those things go hand in hand with durability, longevity, consistency. It's a testament to the discipline he has in his life, and basketball is a result of that. It speaks to the person that he is, and basketball has benefited from that.
Now, that quote, he said he's never been photo drunk, never been arrested. What was the other one? Rob G?
Never been arrested, never been in a scandal, never photo drunk.
Okay. Well, look, I think that, Rob, the greatest face of the league has been Michael Jordan. I think that's just pretty clear. But I do love, and I'll get back to Jordan and why. But I think, you know, LeBron's character, you know, his family is out in society and his children. He just seems like a great father. Obviously, I love way beyond what Jordan did when he was a player. I love LeBron's outspokenness and, you know, even with on social issues, even what he's done with, you know, his childhood friends, Maverick Carter and Rich Paul, essentially helping them become moguls in their own right, business moguls, Rich the agent and Maverick in entertainment. So all that together is fantastic. So in that sense, I think that's a great point. I will say, I don't think that, you know, it's kind of this, when he said, that's why I asked Rob G to clarify, never being photo drunk, never being arrested, and never being in a scandal. I don't know that that has to be celebrated. It's like Chris Rock said, You know, you don't need to be celebrated because you raised your children.
Thank you.
Know,
that's what, that's what bothered me right there.
Yeah,
like,
it's like
this
that,
notion,
I mean,
like you get extra cookies for being a good person. No,
that's
what to be expected. It's the other way around.
Yeah,
when somebody steps out of line, Chris, most people are good, decent people.
Most people have not been
yes.
any of those three things that he said.
Most people
haven't suffered that.
No, you know, you're making it like LeBron did something like he's like nobody's ever done in the world. Be a good father, never been photo drunk. Oh, he's never been arrested. I'm 59. I've never been arrested. I've never been photo drunk. But I don't want an award for it, Chris. I don't.
Thank you.
And let me just jump in.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Draymond, and this is nothing against LeBron, but I gotta. You're part of Clutch Sports. That's a part of LeBron's thing. Everything you say about LeBron is compromised. I'm sorry. What bad stuff are you going to say about LeBron? Zero. You got to take anything that Draymond Green says about LeBron like a grain of salt. That's what friends do. They talk about how great they're – that's it. But there's no – he didn't overturn some stone and give us something, Chris, that we – oh, my God, what insightful on LeBron. No. What you did was I'm in bed with LeBron and his people. I'm on his show. LeBron did this for me, Clutch Sports. Yes. So I'm going to tell you how great LeBron is. Hello. Is this on, Draymond? You gave us nothing. How about some insight on LeBron? You stated the obvious. Guys, when you're listening to these podcasts and these athletes, this is what you're getting, empty calories. There's nothing there. You should give us more insight to the person that LeBron is. Not state the obvious. And no, he's not the best face. Michael Jordan is, and I don't care. Oh, well, Mike wasn't in the social media thing. He was. No. During that time, Michael Jordan handled himself well. And
yeah.
and the league flourished, Chris, and the league became even more international. And everybody, and his staying power is the brand of those sneakers, Chris. He sells more sneakers even than people who are playing. Michael hasn't played in 20 years, 15 years, whatever it is. That tells you a lot. 20 years, Chris, and he still outsells LeBron, who's the face of the best face of the league. Come on, stop.
His shoes are, Rob, I don't know this for a fact, but I think they're more popular today
than they were. No doubt about it, Chris.
My daughters want Jordans and are wearing Jordans. Like
they didn't
they
watch
don't
Jordan
watch
play
basketball.
Right.
They certainly didn't watch Michael Jordan, obviously. And but yet everybody's wearing Jordans. And this is not, as you said, nothing against LeBron.
Not at all,
and
Chris.
I think
not
Draymond,
at all.
Because Draymond used and I don't. You don't have to say anything negative about LeBron, but Draymond does seem to fawn over LeBron. And he doesn't typically do that with really anybody. Like, he seems to keep it real on his podcast and everything. But with LeBron, I don't necessarily expect him to say anything negative, but he does tend to fawn over LeBron. But Michael Jordan, it's just obvious. Like, Michael Jordan was the lone face of the league by a mile. Rob, there was no one else close, and there were just as many great players back then as there are today. Ewing, Elijah,
no doubt. There was
Karl
a ton
Malone,
of players,
Stockton,
Chris.
Isaiah. Like, you can go on and on, Reggie Miller, and none of them, like, it was Michael Jordan alone on a pedestal. And, Rob, we remember this. When he retired the first two times, really, the league suffered. Like, popularity, ratings went way down. I mean, and you had Shaq, Kobe, Iverson, Ray Allen. Like, you had great young players, Kevin Garnett. It's not like, oh, there were no other great players, Tim Duncan. They were there. And it still was like, man, who's going to come along and be the next Mike? Remember, just the whole next Mike. Is there going to be, as great as LeBron is, I don't know, Rob, that there's going to be this quest for the next LeBron. I don't think so. It'll be like, who? Maybe you'll say, wow, this guy plays like LeBron, or will he be as good as LeBron? But I don't know. I don't feel like there's going to be a next, this hunt for the next LeBron. Heck, LeBron, in a lot of people's eyes, was kind of that next Jordan. And I don't think, as great as LeBron is, and he is the ultimate Rob face of the league, but I mean, Steph is kind of close, and you know, there are players that are right there, and I don't feel like we're going to miss LeBron, definitely. We are going to miss LeBron, and I do think we should appreciate his greatness. Heck, he looks like he's going to be around for a little while, like 3-4 more years at least, and he's playing great, but I don't think, Rob, the league is going to drop off in popularity and things like that when LeBron retires the way it did when Jordan did.
No doubt. I'm with you, and I think you're right. We've seen it. We've listened to some of this stuff. When it comes to LeBron, I just think that he has rose-colored glasses, and there's nothing he could say that, A, I'm not looking for anything negative, but I don't think he's given any kind of insight other than stating the obvious. We know LeBron's class citizen and, you know, a top citizen and all that, but that's not insight. That's not talking about the face of the league. I just think that most guys in the NBA are good guys, and you don't have any issue with 98% of the players. I'm sorry. I don't buy into that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
We're going to start with Jerry Jones, Chris, and some of the comments he had, which was kind of surprising.
At the Senior Bowl, he spoke today, and we'll just play it for you, and then we'll react.
Let's do that.
Go ahead, Rob G. Let's hear it.
Dwell on the fact that you have Dak. I like that. Dwell on the fact that you have Dak. Seriously, focus on that. Focus on a Dak being better. He's right. He will be better at turnovers. Focus on that and focus on a coach that's come in here and in 3 years and what we're trying to do has had the results that we've had. I understand why. When you look back and saying, well, San Francisco and Cowboys haven't been to a Super Bowl in 25 years, okay? And hadn't won a Super Bowl in 25 years. Mm-hmm. I understand that. San Francisco's in the same boat. But my point is, that has not been the same for 25 years. There's been many different things done over 25 years the same way there would have been had you changed out general managers or the same way that you do if you changed out owners.
Chris, you want to go first?
I'll say this. When he said that and he tried to just slide it in there like it wasn't, you know, like people talk about the Niners the way they talk about the Cowboys.
Right.
But he's right. The Niners have not won a Super Bowl, Rob, since 1994. And I'll be honest, I don't think of them that way. I don't think of them like...
But it's a good reason why you don't, Chris. It's a good reason.
Him, yeah, exactly. This is what we talk about. Jerry Jones, and I get it, Dallas is America's team. But beyond that, Jerry Jones running his mouth all the time, that's why there's all the attention on the fact that your team hasn't won a Super Bowl in 27 years versus there's really not that emphasis on the Niners not doing it. And here's the other thing. Rob, the Niners have been the 6 conference championship games and 2 Super Bowls in those last, since they won the Super Bowl 29 years ago or 28 years ago. And Rob, just in the last, since 2011, so basically the last decade, they've been to 5 conference championships and 2 Super Bowls. Now they haven't won a Super Bowl, obviously, but they've been to 2 and been right there on the cusp of going to 3 more. So to compare the Niners' level of success to the Cowboys, who haven't been to a conference title since they won their last Super Bowl, it is, he's playing fast and loose with the facts. Let's put it that way.
It's just called deflection. Don't look at our mess over here because the 49ers have a mess too, and they were a great franchise. No, Jerry, Chris just spelled it out. They're like 4 teams that haven't been to a conference championship, Chris, in the last 25 years. The Cleveland Browns, an expansion team. The Detroit Lions, who have 1 playoff win since 1957. The Cowboys, and there's one other team, and I can't remember.
Blanking on who it is.
It's like, I don't think it's another expansion team, but but Chris.
Carolina's been.
They've been there, yeah. It's an expansion team. Even Jacksonville, Chris, went, remember, in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots.
Yep.
But anyway, there's like 4 teams, and the Cowboys are 1. This is Jerry trying to deflect. No, Jerry. Arizona went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. That's
it was
right.
Super Bowl. Even they went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
But my point is that this is a deflection. Don't blame me. No, since you've been in charge, since you've been handling football operations, since you're the general manager and chief bottle washer and talk show host, the Cowboys have been nothing. The conference, forget about going to the Super Bowl, a conference championship? Yeah. In that long, you want to talk about all the wins you've had the last couple of years? Really? That's what you're bragging and boasting about, the Cowboys? How about Chris owning up and saying, I got something to do with this? You know, like, I'm running this, and it disappoints me that we haven't been able to put together a win. I can accept that, right? I'm disappointed. Yep. I'm leading this franchise, and we haven't gotten it done. What's wrong with that instead of talking about somebody else? This is like the classic when Kobe was in trouble, and he brought up Shaq's name to the police. You remember that? Like, yeah, like Chris, yeah. What?
Right. Yeah, I mean, Rob, he is the one that sets these huge expectations for the Cowboys. Who's the one that in training camp every year, or at least recently, says, I think we can win the Super Bowl? It's him. Chris, and then when you don't do it, now you want to talk about, well, we won 12 games this year. We won 12 games last year. Dak is playing well. And no.
Chris, let me give you the team. I found it. It's the Miami Dolphins since 92. It's the Dolphins. The Browns.
Yeah, they've been a bad franchise.
Yeah, the Dolphins, Browns, and Cowboys. Those are the three longest droughts. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, there it is. And yeah, Rob, I've said it. I don't want to hear from Jerry Jones during the season. I certainly don't want to hear from Jerry Jones right now and the nonsense that comes out of his mouth. And all this talk about I would do anything, I would give anything to win a Super Bowl. No, you wouldn't. You won't give up the mic. You won't give up your weekly radio hit. You won't give up standing by the locker room, I think that's where he does it, Rob, after a game and giving your little quotes. I mean, look, it's great for the media. It gives us something to talk about. But it is not good for your football team. And if you really want to win a Super Bowl, and I'm not saying if he did this all of a sudden, they'd be the favorites next year.
No.
But if you really want to get the best out of your football team, then shut your mouth and stop talking like you're the head coach. Because you create drama with the words that you speak. The reason why we expect the Cowboys to get to the Super Bowl or get to the NFC Championship every year is because you put that out there. And then when you fail, it becomes a huge deal. If you stop talking, Jerry, for this upcoming season and off season, you know what message that would send to your team? It's all about football. We're not in the entertainment business. We are here to win. We are here to play football, period. But no, it's a circus. It's Jerry and his weekly comments, bi-weekly comments. It's the chase of OBJ, Rob, who couldn't even play this season. Right? Remember that? You're talking about we're going to sign him. He can't even run yet. Now he can, but he couldn't then. It's just foolishness, man. And I'm telling you, I really believe it's all, Rob, how many times, and this is true even in business, Rob, when people talk about building a successful business, a successful organization, a successful sports franchise, they talk about culture, don't they?
Yes.
What is your culture going to be at Fox Sports Radio? What is your culture going to be at such and such corporation? What is your culture going to be at your school, at your franchise? Well, the culture in Dallas is a bunch of loose lips, a bunch of overpromising and under-delivering, a bunch of drama and entertainment, and it makes the franchise popular and a lot of money and keeps them on television. And I guess it soothes Jerry's ego because he won't give it up. And so to compare them to the Niners. You don't hear the Niners. They don't do all this running off at the mouth.
Nope. And they just but they've gone out, Chris, and they've made changes in the front office. They brought in football people. I don't even know, Chris, currently who the 49ers owners are. I don't even know. Do you? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, Jed York, is he still there?
I don't even think he is, Chris. We could look it up. Rob G, who's the owner of the 49ers? But my point is, we don't even know their name.
Right, right. But I guess what? Guess if they, and it wouldn't happen this year, obviously. If they win the championship, though, guess who's going to be on that podium?
They will
and
be
guess
up
who's
there.
Get some credit. Yep.
Right.
He's
we'll know.
Jed York's the CEO.
CEO. So you got it right. I didn't even know he was still there, Chris, and I know that name from the past. But I really thought there was somebody new, but I don't hear anything about him.
No, you don't know.
At
Robert
all.
Robert Kraft, you only really know. I mean, we can laugh about his scandal, but you really only know because when they win, he's there.
Right, and he's won so much, so you've seen him up on the podium a million times.
Know.
Exactly. You wouldn't know him either. And he hangs out with rappers, and he gets rappers out of prison. So we know about him and the culture. You know?
Yes.
But anyway, you're right. And Jerry, I mean, this is just a deflection. Like, I don't know if who was at the press conference and what else. I mean, what he said or anybody jump in and push back to say, Jerry, that sounds good, but they've been the sixth conference final and been the two Super Bowls. You haven't even sniffed one.
Right. We get that you don't. I mean, Rob, there are a lot of franchises that have never won a Super Bowl. So we get that you're not going to win it. Even most years, right? Nobody wins it most years. We celebrate the Patriots with six and the Steelers with six. The Steelers haven't won it in a while, but they're not a joke of a franchise. Cowboys are a laughing stock. And Jerry is a large reason. He made him a lot of money. Good job. But if you really wanted to just win above all else, then give up the microphone. Set it down. Retire from the mic. You know, I was going to say, be like, I'm trying to think of a rapper that's retired, but I don't know that they retired. They always might. They got a rhyme always in the holster, Rob. They got 16 bars, Ice Cube, LL. They always got a hot 16 somewhere. You know, be like the Sugar Hill Gang and give up the mic.
They gave it up. That's right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
But first, we're going to get back to the NFL, and Rob Parker is so proud of himself because yesterday when everyone was celebrating Tom Brady, he was the lone voice in America that was ripping him. We're not surprised if he's writing or talking, he's ripping. And Rob, you had a tweet that you are so happy about.
I don't know
about
all
that. We're going to have Rob G read it, and then we'll discuss.
Yeah, the numbers of yesterday's show were so big. Rob double-dipped today, this morning.
Of course, of course.
With this fire of a tweet. Here it is. If a full scope is ever exposed or reported about the cheating that went on to help the Patriots win so many Super Bowls, when you really think about it, Tom Brady could wind up being Lance Armstrong without the bicycle.
Man.
Without the bicycle.
Like that. When's that coming, Rob? Because you've been telling me that for about 7 years.
Right. It is coming. It's just a matter of time.
You got inside information that's coming?
I don't have inside information, but I hope before I leave this earth.
You're hoping it comes.
Can I have that before I leave this earth? That's all I want. But anyway.
But let me ask you this, because we discussed it yesterday. You don't think Brady should be in the Hall of Fame. I admit he cheated with the Deflategate. Spygate, I don't know if he knew. We don't know if he knew or not, but I put that more on Belichick. Brady certainly benefited, though, as all the players did.
Yep.
But, you know, if you don't know, Rob, I'm not going to hold that against him. If you're just going about your business and somebody else is doing something and it benefits you, it's not on you. But the question was, because what you really were saying is if Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens can't be in the, you know, Pro Baseball Hall of Fame or the Baseball Hall of Fame,
right.
And, you know, Alex Rodriguez and several others, then why should Tom Brady be in the NFL Hall of Fame? Now, my contention is his transgression is nowhere near using performance-enhancing drugs, but that's neither here nor there. What I want to get into today with you is there is a huge discrepancy in cheating, if you will, in the NFL versus baseball or track and field or
anything,
cycling.
Yes, no doubt.
I mean, I don't even think basketball. It's not to the point of football where if you use PEDs or steroids, it's a slap on the wrist and nobody, you do your four games, your six games, suspension, like the, what's his name? The receiver for Hopkins, DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
Rob, he missed the first six games of the season this year for using PEDs. No one cares. It's not going to hinder his legacy and anything like that, as far as we can tell. But in baseball, track and field, and cycling, it's a death sentence. So we want to talk about why in some sports is cheating, you know, it's more accepted or it's just not as big of a deal than in other sports.
Yeah, Chris, that is it's a very weird dichotomy because you brought up Hopkins. Patrick Peterson is another player. Josh
yep.
Gordon. Here's names of NFL players. Brian Cushing, he as well.
Julius Peppers.
Bill Romanowski. I could just keep going with these names and people.
Antonio Gates. These yep. are guys that were suspended for PEDU.
Right. And I don't understand it. Is it because it's a gladiator sport or people just don't have the same regard for, I don't know, the Baseball Hall of Fame has always been, you know, out front, Chris, and it really meant because of numbers and stuff. And I don't know what it is, but I would be interested to hear why people can easily. And my biggest issue, Chris, is like when they talk about the other guys, it's always a part of the conversation. But
in
like
baseball,
yeah,
track.
Always like that's attached to him. If you mention Lance Armstrong, there's no way you're not going to mention that the Tour de France was stripped and all this other stuff, right? There's no way. But you can listen to, I don't know, 100.
We don't think about it with DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, do we honestly?
No.
We're like, okay, man, look, the Ravens need to go get DeAndre Hopkins, or, you know, this team needs to go get him.
But I've never.
We don't even think about it.
I've never, Chris, and I must never, and I listen to football and watch football, never on a broadcast heard somebody go, yeah, you know, Tom Brady or whatever the Patriots were able to do, they ran off those six Super Bowls. But, of course, there's a cloud of suspicion because they got busted by the league for Spygate and they had Deflategate and they had these other issues. Never, like zero. And if I'm wrong, somebody tell me. I never heard, even when you talk about Bill Belichick, he's the greatest coach in NFL history or whatever, but not even like he was fined a half a what was it, $500,000, Chris, right? The largest fine for any coach in the history of the NFL. And I think that I always say that the NFL did a disservice because, remember, they destroyed the tapes so that we couldn't see it. You know what I mean?
That's part of it. Look, like I said, to me, Deflategate is nothing compared to using performance-enhancing drugs and steroids and all that. But I think that the NFL, Rob, by destroying the, you know, evidence, if you will, of Spygate, they, you know, that's part of it. I mean, they clearly, you know, didn't want to see what the full extent of the cheating was. And if that the league sets that tone, then I guess I don't know if does the public follow or what? And in terms of the PEDs.
Well, let me say this, Chris. I want to piggyback on what you just mentioned. Okay. I don't mean to interrupt you. But when you said, like, the Spygate to you is not that big.
Deflategate. Spygate, Brady wasn't the one. I mean, again, he benefited from it, but I don't know that he had any. He's a second year player. First year started that nobody thought was going to be any good. I doubt the coaching staff was letting him know, hey, they probably didn't think. Who knew how long they thought he'd even be around New England?
The issue I have with you with dismissing Deflategate. The problem I have is, A, when that thing went down, Tom Brady could have just stood up there and said, yeah, I asked him to take air out of the ball, whatever. And it was on me. I asked him to do it, and the ball boys, they went along with it, and I'm the blame. And he probably would have got fined and not suspended. You agree with that? Had he owned up right then and there? You agree with that?
Know.
Okay.
I don't know.
And here's the second part. Tom Brady refused to be involved in being transparent in the investigation. If it wasn't a big deal, why would he destroy his cell phone? Why did he not? That's why he got suspended, because he hampered the investigation and he wouldn't come clean with the league, Chris. That's what I don't understand. If it's not a big deal about letting air out of the ball, why did you destroy your cell phone rather than surrender it to the league?
Well,
help me answer that.
I think that's
that.
Why he was suspended for 4 games. For something that I don't think is a huge deal. We had, I can't remember who it was on yesterday, that said, you know, guys do all sorts of things to the ball to get a better feel for it or whatever. And again, we've seen him, you know, now for years. And even right then after, you know, they found the deflated balls, play with inflated balls, if you will, and be fine. So, it did not change how good of a player Tom Brady was. That's why I say it's not a huge deal. Now, if you want to say, well, the fact that he didn't cooperate is a big deal, fine. But, I mean, there's players, I disagree with a lot of what players, you know, players do, how they live their lives, their character, whatever. And I try not to really let that impact my view of them as an athlete. And so, if you want to be mad at him because he didn't go along with the investigation, fine. But I still don't think you can even come close to equating taking a little air, extra air out of a football to using performance-enhancing drugs and, you know, breaking. I mean, if we're going to talk Barry Bonds, breaking the one of the most hallowed records in all of sports, two of them, the all-time home run list and the single-season home run list, and you're going to compare that to, you know, what Tom Brady did by deflating, letting a little air out of the ball? Yeah. I mean, I just think it's the punishment. They're two completely different crimes, if you will.
If you were on a team that lost to the Patriots, like the Rams, who have been very vocal about it.
Well, that's Spygate again.
That's Spygate. But I'm just talking about being a part of an organization. And it does matter because Tom Brady's, Chris, you say like, well, he was a second-year player. He didn't know what was going on. If cheating was going on and that helped him win, that also boosted Tom Brady's where he stands in all the Super Bowls and why people are considering him. So that does affect what you found out.
I'm just saying. If he got six, does that change how we view him?
Well, I don't. You think the cheating happened one time?
I don't know. I mean, okay. I'm just going with the facts.
And let me give you this. When you talk about taking the air out of the ball and whether it matters or not, that year, the Patriots led the league with the least amount of fumbles in football. It worked for them because it was the lowest fumble rate, Chris, in a decade. Of people not fumbling the football, and that's what the advantage is.
Did they play well without it after that? I'm just saying, you don't hold the Astros. We talked about the Astros
in
baseball.
No,
you do. Because we talked about the Astros.
No, you talked about taking away their championship. That's what I'm against.
We said the fact that they are playing so well and have played so well. Hold on, let me finish. We said the fact that they've played so well since the scandal has validated them.
No.
And you went along with it.
I did not. I told you, Chris, I said it's not the same team. That's what my point was. It ain't the same guy.
A lot of these players are still there.
Chris, there was only two or three players, including Justin Verlander. I said it yesterday. We can go get the tape.
No, I get that.
We can get the tape. I said it. I said it's not the same exact team.
Of course it's not the same exact team.
They only got three guys. Three guys from that team.
Three stars.
No, Verlander. Verlander was a pitcher, Chris.
Components.
He doesn't even hit. It was only three guys.
So Abreu is the face of that team.
You mean of Altuve?
Altuve, I'm sorry. Altuve, the face of that team.
Chris.
And you have said, just like me, the fact that they've played so well, it does kind of validate
the
fact that they're a really good team.
I said that it helped them as far as trying to cover up what went on, and especially since it's not the same team. Like, that's a big factor. And my point is, if it doesn't matter.
One thing for baseball, football.
If it doesn't matter.
You're just like the steroid people.
No.
One standard for baseball, one for football.
If it doesn't matter, the league wouldn't have a rule. If the air in the ball didn't matter, they wouldn't have a rule.
I said he cheated.
That's all I'm saying.
But you think that's as bad as using PEDs?
I think it's all
that's
cheating.
Ridiculous.
It's all cheating.
So if a kid
if a man
steals $5 from you, is he going to be punished at the same rate as if he steals a million?
He's a thief.
No, but is Tom Brady a cheater?
Is he a cheater?
Can I finish? I said it yesterday.
All right, then. And I'm saying if I took $5 or a million, I'm a thief. It doesn't matter how much.
Will the punishment be the same?
No, the punishment is not the same, but it doesn't change whether or not Tom Brady cheated during his career.
Well, he did.
And I want to know
why people
don't hold him accountable when they hold Lance Armstrong.
Because Armstrong used PEDs.
Do you know how many pitchers
Barry
were
Bonds
using?
Used PEDs.
How many pitchers
Roger
were
Clemens used PEDs?
How many other pitchers?
You know the difference.
No, how many pitchers use PEDs? How many pitchers use PEDs?
Your baseball bias is whack.
You don't make sense.
When it comes to baseball, you're a softie.
No, as usual, it's deflect and change. That's not the conversation.
It's just clear.
The conversation is,
why don't people hold
Tom Brady accountable?
The beginning of the conversation, I said, we're going to talk about why different sports are held to a different standard when it comes to cheating. That was it. And you are just as bad as those that don't think cheating in football is as bad as cheating in baseball, because you're the opposite. You think cheating in baseball is not as bad as football. You got a double standard. It's just clear.
Chris, I don't know what you're double talking. You don't even know what you're saying.
No, 877-99.
Alex, give him the tape, because he didn't even know what he's talking about.
You think you judge baseball differently than you judge the other sports. You're harsher on the other sports than baseball. Just like people are harsher on baseball than they are on football when it comes to cheating. So you're the same way. So don't get all high and mighty and self-righteous about cheating or a double standard when you do the same thing.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.